Hi.
Hi, Mike.
That's Alexis Baden-Mayer, and you are with the Organic Consumers Association.
That's right.
And you're in town. Well, one of the things, you're going to be at the Green Festival this week. And do you have a booth, or are you doing a presentation, or what?
Both. We're in booth number 1102. Mm-hmm. In the community action section, and at 3:30 p.m. today, I'm going to be doing a talk along with Cassie Green of Green Grocer, and so I hope all of your listeners will join us today at 3:30 in the Community Action Pavilion at the Green Festival.
There you go. There's the plug for the Green Festival, which, you know, I guess it was rocking yesterday. It was packed place, wasn't
Fantastic.
It?
Fantastic. And I'm always so amazed at how many well-informed people there are and how great the volunteers that we got from the Organic Consumers Association's Millions Against Monsanto campaign, where I was able to wander the show and have some fun and talk to people while my volunteers gave a spiel better than I could. So it was a really great day.
Well, I think I already have an idea. And before we talk about the action you're going to do on Tuesday, explain Millions Against Monsanto?
That's right. Monsanto is one of the most vilified, hated...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a company that has a worse reputation unless it's ExxonMobil.
Yeah, or BP now. BP
needs
to take the cake.
Yeah, true. BP as well.
But people remember Monsanto. Monsanto is a chemical company, and they are known for having manufactured Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. That was made out of two herbicides.
Yeah, 2,4-D and 2,4-5-T. And you can take those and you can put them in piles in your garage and create Agent Orange. Isn't that fun?
Amazing.
Hey, try it as a science experiment, kids.
I'm not giving you a tube sock and a paperclip either.
Okay. But yeah, they did do that, and recently their escapades involve genetically modified organisms, and which are resistant to Roundup, and what's one of the byproducts of that is creating super weeds, which are Roundup resistant, which have popped up in all kinds of states. But what exactly is the mission of Millions Against Monsanto?
Well, we'd like to deprive Monsanto of market share. And there have been campaigns that we've worked on over the last decade since they introduced genetically modified organisms into our food supply that have been very successful. The best one so far is the campaign against RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone. That's the growth hormone genetically engineered by Monsanto, injected into cows to make them overproduce milk. And that makes the cows very sick. It makes their udders get sores, that gets pus in the milk. It's just absolutely disgusting.
Oh, come on, it's breakfast time. Stop it.
Sorry, but I have to tell you all, I mean, we want to avoid these types of things because they also give us cancer. It increases the IGF-1 levels in the milk. IGF-1 is insulin-like growth factor. And people who have higher levels of IGF-1 have higher rates of colon, breast, prostate cancer. So these are seriously damaging genetically modified organisms that Monsanto successfully got into our food supply. But we're successfully getting them out because when people find out that this kind of stuff is in conventional milk, they switch to organic. Monsanto actually had to sell off Posilac, RBGH, bovine growth hormone. They sold it to Eli Lilly. And so the last standing campaign is run by Breast Cancer Action. And they're going after Eli Lilly because Eli Lilly sells cancer drugs. So now they're going at it from both ends. They're putting a cancer-causing growth factor into our food supply, and then they are treating
cancer. It keeps them in business.
Yeah, it sure does. It's a brilliant, brilliant business model,
isn't it?
Marketing
strategy. Uh-huh. Okay. That is Alexis Baden-Mayer, and she is the political director of the Organic Consumers Association, and the link to Organic Consumers Association is on my website, MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show, and I've got a lot more information. So here we are, another Sunday in a row where it's Breakfast Gardening with the Beatles.
Mm.
Well, I just did it because of the rain song.
No complaints here.
Yeah, I know. The biggest Beatle fan in the world, under 45.
Okay. I don't know, maybe under 35, because I have a few friends that have a year or two on me, and they blow me out of the water.
Oh, okay.
It's like, they have no lives. They are just Beatles fans.
That's not good.
That's excessive.
I know you do other things.
Yeah.
So,
There's a very fine line between passion and obsession, and I don't ever want to blur that line. And I know the folks who have. So
too late. All right.
Oh,
Alexis Baden Mayer is in the studio, and she's with the Organic Consumers Association. And as I mentioned, you're going to be doing an action on Tuesday. You've already started doing this, and a little background. As we know, we're being inundated by GMO foods, products. Back in January, the U.S. government decided to allow alfalfa planting, GMO alfalfa, and then sugar beets right after that. And the sad part was without restriction. And a number of people were disappointed in the Obama administration for that, and Mr. Vilsack from the USDA. And what it points to is that more and more GMOs are out there. And the other thing that goes hand in hand with that is that people, if you ask them, do they want products labeled to say, yes, there are GMOs in this product, 90% will say yes. But I'm guessing that's not going to happen because of the way Congress has bought and sold in our country. Just like you can hold your breath until you turn blue, and they're not going to take away the tax breaks for the oil companies. Ain't going to happen. Just mark my words. And if it does, I will be the first to say, gosh, I was wrong. That's a good thing. Explain, Alexis, what you did this week and what you're going to do Tuesday.
Well, on Friday when I got into town, I went straight to the Whole Foods because Whole Foods is where I shop for organic food.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I shop for GMO-free food, food that's verified by the Non-GMO Project. But I have learned through careful study of the packaging and investigating into the ingredients of various products in Whole Foods that there are actually foods sold in Whole Foods that have genetically modified ingredients.
Now, do they cop to this? Do they admit this?
Yes, absolutely. Whole Foods is on the same side as the Organic Consumers Association's Millions Against Monsanto campaign. Whole Foods supports mandatory labels for genetically modified foods.
And I know that, because I had Teresa Marquez from Organic Valley on the program a couple of months ago. And they've teamed with Whole Foods, and they've been fighting the rampant use of GMO products. But as you say, you can go into Whole Foods. And how did you know that they were GMO products?
Well, first I looked at the natural brands that are owned by big multinational food companies. And I looked at their websites to see if they had any policy on GMOs. So, for instance, as a vegetarian, I have to really work hard to make sure that I'm not eating too much GMO soy.
Mm-hmm.
Try to avoid it altogether by buying organic soy, especially tempeh that's much more healthy for you than other soy products. But anyway, but over the years, since I became a vegetarian when I was in high school, I've eaten lots of fake meat products, and they probably contained genetically modified soy. And there are brands that I recognize that make such tasty things like, fake organic riblets, fake
what? Riblets?
Like barbecue ribs.
Yeah.
When was the last time I had barbecue ribs? I'm a vegetarian.
Right.
But Morningstar Farms makes things like barbecue ribs. It's almost irresistible to a vegetarian.
It's like made of beans and things and just has that barbecue.
It's all soy. It's all soy. And so, when I started to learn about
vegetarians and vegans, soy is like it's filling the gap there of plenty of meats, right?
Yeah. So I went to the Morningstar Farm website to figure out, is this GMO soy that I've been exposing myself to? And I found that yes, in fact, they make a very strong statement in favor of biotechnology on their website. They don't think that there's anything wrong with it. They acknowledge that every single one of their soy products, except for one product, Morningstar Farms has breakfast patties that are made with organic soy. So
mm-hmm.
there's one Morningstar Farm product that has no GMOs in it. So that's the only one that I'll be buying now. But in Whole Foods, They've got everything. They've got all of the Morningstar Farm GMO soy products. Mm. I think Whole Foods should phase them out, or I think Whole Foods should at least tell us which products in their store.
It should be on the label, bottom line.
Heather, that makes too much sense.
But it does.
I'm sorry.
I know. That's why it makes my head hurt, because it makes sense. So.
Okay, the question I have to ask you is, we know that we will not get a law passed in this country that requires people to label their products as containing GMOs. So why don't the companies that don't do it make that the big campaign set? So if I assume that the non-GMO project is, and I've got a link to their site on my website, that's what their mission is.
That's right. And Whole Foods has partnered with the Non-GMO Project. They're enrolling all of their store brand products into the Non-GMO Project so that they can be verified as non-GMO. Whole Foods, along with Trader Joe's about 10 years ago, responded favorably to an organic consumers and Greenpeace campaign to get GMOs out of their store brand products. Mm-hmm. And now Whole Foods is going to take the extra step to have this verified by a third party, and soon you'll start seeing non-GMO project verified seals on the Whole Foods brand products that aren't organic. If something's organic and it says USDA organic on it, you don't need extra GMO, non-GMO verification. Organic products are non-GMO. But there's this gray area of all of the so-called natural products that are sold in Whole Foods. Consumers want to know, and now they're going to have their products verified non-GMO.
Now, is that going to be a Whole Foods label, or is it going to be somebody else's label?
This is an independent third-party verification and certification process. So you'll start seeing non-GMO project verified seals on products. And so if you're looking for non-GMO in Whole Foods, look for USDA organic, look for made with organic on the front label, and look for non-GMO project verified.
Here's a question. We're being tweeted here as we talk, and it's a very good one. Are non-GMO soys and corns really non-GMO? Do they get cross-pollinated? She's stopped buying all corn and soy for now because she doesn't know. And that's a tricky question, isn't it?
It certainly is a tricky question. And both the organic standard and the non-GMO project standard are process-based standards. So they're working with farmers. They get affidavits from the farmers that the farmers promise that they are not using GMO seed. Now, this does not protect these farmers from contamination. And certainly, contamination is inevitable and will happen.
And then that's part of the problem. In the past, when there's been contamination of farmers' fields, what does Monsanto do? They sue the farmer whose field got contaminated. Which is so Orwellian, it boggles the mind. It's like our crop seed drifted into your field, so we're going to sue you for what they call a patent violation here. But what's nice is that there's a consumer group that is taking on Monsanto right now in court, and they're trying to get that reversed and get a ruling so that Monsanto cannot do that, which to me is fair. It's like they didn't bring the wind. Farmers don't cause wind. They're just doing what. And the other problem, as you pointed out, it could lead to contamination of organic crops. And some people are worried that the more GMOs we have, it will be absolutely impossible to have non-contaminated organic crops. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's why the Organic Consumers Association has the Millions Against Monsanto campaign. If it were just easy enough to say, oh, just buy organic, just support your organic farmers, and we'll have this alternative universe that's never impacted by companies like Monsanto, that's what we would do. But unfortunately, we're all on one planet, and the cornfields that grow organic corn are near enough to the cornfields growing GMO corn that we need to really worry. And, of course, in areas where seed is produced, this was the big issue with the Obama administration's approval of sugar beets this year, because all of the sugar beet seed is grown in one place in the Willamette Valley in the Northwest. And if that seed gets contaminated by GMO sugar beets, that seed supply is gone to us forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's Alexis Baden-Mayer. She is with the Organic Consumers Association. All right, now we need to know what you bought these products at Whole Foods on Friday, and then Tuesday comes the next step. Hang on for a second, kids. This is the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We're in the studio, and I'm so glad you came down to the studio, Alexis. She is Alexis Baden-Mayer, is the political director of the Organic Consumers Association. So you bought this food at Whole Foods, and how many items did you pick up?
Probably about 40 items.
Oh, my goodness, that many.
Yeah.
And all GMOs.
Well, we don't know for sure, but okay. They all have ingredients that are either corn, soy.
Well, everything has corn in it now. Everything we eat has corn in it.
That's one of the problems, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
of course it is.
Yeah.
It's absolutely one of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got a little excited there.
So, you know, this is good for your listeners to hear. It isn't that. I mean, everything that's multi-ingredient packaged prepared food has these ingredients. But if you eat a really healthy diet of whole grains and vegetables and fruits, it's pretty easy to avoid genetically modified organisms in your food. So the things to avoid are ingredients made from corn, soy, cotton. That's cottonseed oil is one of the things that's used to make trans fats.
Mm.
So avoiding high fructose corn syrup and trans fats is a good way to avoid it. Now we have to avoid sugar because of sugar beets being genetically engineered.
But they just planted them?
Unfortunately, Monsanto actually was able to commercialize genetically engineered sugar beets before the court cases determining whether or not it was legal to be approved by the USDA before those court cases were finished. So actually there's, you know, the Center for Food Safety has done a great job of stopping Monsanto, but they stop them and then it's only a period of time and Monsanto commercializes again and then they're stopped and then they commercialize. So we've had GMO sugar in the sugar supply in the United States for the last 2 years. And actually most of the sugar beets grown over the last couple of years were genetically modified. So, you know, they might still ultimately be stopped in the federal courts, but they managed to commercialize their beets and put GMO sugar into the food supply.
Nice. I'm going to sleep well at night now knowing that. All right. So then Tuesday, you're going to go back to Whole Foods and, stand in the parking lot and show people what you bought?
Yeah, we're going to dump that food into a biohazard waste containment facility, and we're going to
biohazard,
be buying.
I like it.
We're wearing biohazard suits. And we're going to help the shoppers at Whole Foods identify foods that might be contaminated with genetically modified organisms. We're going to check their shopping bags as they come out of the Whole Foods. And
only if they let you, right?
And
give me that shopping bag.
That's right. We'll offer to check their shopping bags. And if they are concerned about the health hazards associated with GMOs, which I believe they should be, we'll help them dispose of their GMO foods. And actually, our plan is to take them back to the Whole Foods. I did a similar action in San Francisco, and the customer service desk at the Whole Foods was very helpful. I brought my 4 or 5 shopping bags to their counter, and I said, I bought a bunch of food here at Whole Foods, but I'm afraid some of it might have genetically modified organisms in it, and I'd like to take back any item that has GMOs in it. And the guy said, okay, let me try to help you with that. Are any of these products organic? No. Are any of these products Whole Foods brand? No. Well, then they might all contain genetically modified organisms, so I'll take them all back. And hopefully...
So it sounds like, you know, this is agitprop at its best, of course, this is going to be at 1550 North Kingsbury Street in Chicago. It's the big honking, the Whole Foods, you know, that's like 17 city blocks big. But it sounds like Whole Foods has not, you're like the loyal opposition here, kind of, it feels like. And they've been very helpful in this regard so far.
Yeah, I fully expect Whole Foods to join us mm-hmm. and make sure that all of their suppliers label the genetically modified organisms in their food.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to happen on Tuesday, the 17th. What time?
At noon.
At noon.
Lunchtime.
So,
come
hey,
out.
Listen, if you're... You need to go to Whole Foods to pick up some stuff anyway. Go over there and you see Alexis Baden-Mayer with her biohazard suit and container. Yes, Heather Fry?
We have a tweeted question. Is the tip about 8 at the front of a UPC code true, i.e. that 8 indicates it's a GMO if it's on the UPC code?
I have no idea, and neither does Alexis. That's interesting. We should look into that.
I can't imagine that easy.
Why? Because
that
would be too easy.
And also,
right.
There aren't a lot of vegetables and fruits that are genetically modified.
Yeah, I was reading about that the other day. That probably that's you're not going to see GMO in apples or pears.
No, the only things that are GMO there's papaya from Hawaii.
Yeah.
About 50% of that is GMO, and there's a small amount of zucchini and crookneck squash.
That scares me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good reason to buy organic.
Yeah, it is. Alexis Baden-Mayer is going to be at the Green Festival this afternoon. Thank you so much. She's speaking at 3:30. You can OCA have a booth there as well, did you say?
That's right. We're in booth number 1102, so come meet me.
And, say hi. Say you heard her on the radio today. Alexis, thank you so much for coming down to the studio. Appreciate
it. Oh, thank you, Mike. This has been a lot of fun.